What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast at the Frio Hydration Booth, NATA 2017 here in Houston. I'm glad to be talking with Adam Ibarra. Adam is from Abilene Christian University, talking about their new Masters of Athletic Training program. But before we get to that, Adam, tell me just a little bit about your athletic training story.
Honestly, the funniest part about that is my dad got me involved in it and just said, hey, what do you think about those guys running out on the field, helping people out? So I started looking into it. I'm from Wichita, Kansas. Went to Kansas State University, got my undergrad there, did a master's at the University of Missouri, education, counseling, psychology. Done a NFL internship, been a head athletic trainer for like the last 8 years at two different schools, and I currently just started my doctorate.
All right, so what's your doctorate in?
Doctorate's going to be in organizational leadership.
Very good, very good. Where did you do your NFL internship?
Carolina Panthers. Did Carolina. A summer at the Chargers, and then I did a year-long at the Panthers.
Gotcha. I did a summer with like an extended season with the Houston Texans here in their second season. So I've told my story before, but I actually got fired from a volunteer position because, you know, I was talking to Bill Norris over there, and he was like, you know, just take advantage of opportunities. And I just laughed thinking I had an opportunity with the Texans, but – I could have learned so much, and I was sitting there playing Halo with the other interns, or you know, eating all the free food, that kind of thing. And I just missed so many opportunities.
Yeah.
Every time somebody talks about NFL internship, I just think about how I missed an opportunity to learn and to grow. Yeah. But all right, so Abilene Christian University, you guys are starting up a Masters of Athletic Training program. Tell me about that.
Yep. Our mutual friend Melissa Long actually just happened to right place, right time. I've been at ACU since the start of my fifth season. Since I've been there, I've been trying to get a program started. So we have an LAT Texas program, and the second I got there, it was, we're trying to start a KD program. And they knew, but there just wasn't a lot of willingness to get it done. They just said, you figure it out. Which, being an athletic trainer, you don't have that much time to do that much extra stuff. So I said, I can do my best, but I can't champion this. And so that was 3 years of just hard fighting. I can't do this on my own. So lo and behold, Melissa Long and her husband Drew show up for Drew actually took the job as associate athletic director. Melissa comes along, and we're chatting, and I don't have a position open. I don't have anything. I can't hire her. And she says her dream job is to be a program director. I said, that's funny. We're really trying to start a program. Like, it's trying to get going. And lo and behold, I got her in contact with our dean of kinesiology, or program director of that. And she just goes, wow, God must be working, because right place, right time. Let's do it.
Yeah.
And just flat out just said, go for it. So they met. As you know, we started, it's an ELM. So we're starting an MAT. Our first cohort's going to start in June. So we're starting to recruit now with ACU to get students. And so we're pumped, because Melissa has championed, like I said, the entire thing, put it all together, and like, we're just beyond elated.
So y'all are going to start in June 2018?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So we're actively can start recruiting now to get in. So if people are interested in wanting to come, you can contact us, you know, Melissa Long at melissa.long@acu.edu, or adam.ibarra, Y-B-A-R-R-A, @acu.edu, just to get information. We'll point you in the right direction.
All right, so obviously you guys have got to sell your program, so sell your program to me.
Well, it's the only private Christian program in the entire country. We made the jump early, so the transition's not happening until 2022, right? But we made it early because our school knows the importance of getting on that, jumping on that train early to make sure that we make the transition ahead of time. So we're going to be 4 years ahead of everybody else. We've already made it. We have numerous clinical sites. Our doctors work with us amazingly, that you're going to have the experience of Division I football, brand new facilities, doctors that work hand in hand with you, we're going to give you as much as you can handle. But somebody like Dr. Long, who's extremely progressive, wants to make the transition of, she's one of the people that understands academics and athletics and wants to merge them together. And that's kind of my interest now, is making sure that the clinical stuff, making sure it transfers into the actual, or the academic stuff, making sure it transfers into the clinical setting. So that's my dream, is to make sure that what you learn in the classroom is actually applicable to what you do in clinic. And so you're going to get better care. Melissa's amazing. Like, this is her passion, is to teach and be a program director. And so you're going to get somebody like that that's passionate about what she's doing. You get somebody like me that wants to teach but doesn't want the whole academic rigor of having being a program director. I just want to be a head tech trainer right now. So yeah. I think it's up and coming, man. It's brand new. I'm excited, and I think we've got a lot to offer.
All right. So looking at the requirements, you said it's only a private Christian program. Talk a little bit about the requirements to get into the program.
I think right now it's along the lines of just a 3.0 GPA-wise. I think we want you to have some hours coming in, so it's about 50 observe hours coming in. We are as well looking at the potentiality of starting a 3-2 as well. So potentially you could get in as a freshman, do 3 years of undergrad, get your undergraduate degree, and then 2 years of master's and be out with your ELM in 5 years. The good news is that we're going to be the ones doing the filtering of the system. So when people come in, Melissa and I will be taking it and interviewing the people and going on. The main requirement I know right now is just at least you have a 3.0 GPA to get in. And then some observe hours.
All right. So what does your student program look like right now?
As of
2017?
We take right now, it's an LAT program. So we follow the TDLR standards based on what they say you have to teach in order for them to sit for the exam. So we try to do that. We do that. We have to in order for them to be able to sit for their LAT. And we have about 10 to 12 kids, all just self marketing, really. We interview people now. We try to get them going, but there's just not a whole lot of structure to it because we don't have a program director. And so Melissa is that key fit for us to make that happen. And so it's really exciting for me. I've never thought I'd be excited about academics being in athletic training because I just wanted to work on guys. But now that I'm in it, this is really exciting for me to be a part of that. So 10 to 12 students. We've got a really solid core of actually upcoming seniors right now. It's about 8 kids or so. Hopefully we're looking to transition with them over to the ELM program. We've stressed the importance of going to a KD, just broadening their eyes to make sure they can go anywhere in the country that they want to.
All right, so what do you expect the first class to be? What number are y'all looking for?
10.
10?
Yeah, that's what we're shooting for right now, our first cohort of 10. She's already planned it to be expandable after that, but I think the first year or two is looking at 10 each. And then for us right now, sky's the limit of just clinical sites. So we're really pumped. I think we have a boatload. I know we do. We've got an orthopedic group. We get, chiropractics. Just like I said, the sky's the limit. Plus, we have 16 Division I sports just at ACU.
Right.
Not to mention. So I think we've got at least an opportunity for, 20 or 30 clinical sites.
Very good. Very good. I know that Melissa was working with Dr. Josh Allen here at U of H. And so I've seen a lot of what the U of H MAT does, and they've got a phenomenal, outreach, the places that they are able to take those kids. And so if Melissa's able to kind of pick Josh's brain pretty easily, then it would seem like it would just be, easy to continue that wherever the next program is.
I've had the opportunity to meet Josh. He's a really cool guy, very, very intelligent. I was able to meet him at ATEX when we had an Arlington earlier in the spring. So we're very on the front end because apparently that conference is only offered over 2 years. And so it was close enough, 3 hours away. We drove over, got to hang out, got a lot of good information from there. And Josh is a very good friend of Melissa. And so she has been in his back pocket the whole way, just questioning, making sure. I mean, we really want this thing to succeed, and I think she's the person to do it. And so she's setting herself up with people like Josh to help us out and to make sure that outside people are looking in to make sure we're doing the right things.
Very cool. All right, so one more time, someone gets a hold of you, Adam.
Adam.ybarra, that's YBARRA, at acu.edu, or melissa.long@acu.edu.
All right, and then so that's Abilene Christian University. In case you can't remember any of those emails, you can just Google Abilene Christian, and then on there has got to be an athletics and go from there, right?
Yep, absolutely.
All right, so Adam, it's a pleasure to talk to you here on the Sports Medicine Broadcast live at the Frio Hydration booth. I'm sure you can hear Rob and his loud mouth in the background, but I am incredibly thankful to Rob and in the hospitality here at the Frio Hydration booth during the NATA 2017 Expo in Houston. Thanks.